This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest. Richard Black is the CEO of Secure Channels. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
There are very few companies that understand the biggest problem in cybersecurity, but you do. It's the fact that all the data we see stolen was what?
It was unencrypted,
exactly.
And it should have been, and in most cases it wasn't, but that's even going to change.
So most of the data that's stolen, we're looking at 11.5 billion records stolen to date on privacyrights.org. This is unencrypted data. Somehow they got it out of the database or was in plain text, and we're talking about consumer medical records and credit card data and, you know, birth certificates and everything you can use to steal the identity and use the identity of someone else. And even more, OPM.gov lost 22 million records that included putting lives in jeopardy because some of these people were in the field undercover and they had certain levels of clearance. If the OPM breach happened, but all the data was encrypted using your technology, what would have the Chinese government had in their hands?
A big problem, because they wouldn't have been able to do anything with it. And that's the case, for the most part, with strong encryption. So it's not to put that any other encryption primitive down. But the point is, it's about implementation and how to deploy it. And all those breaches that you were just referencing of that unencrypted, sensitive, or critical data was not encrypted because it was complicated or it got in the way of an infrastructure design or it affected the flow and movement of data. So it's not just about encryption strength, it's the design, architecture, and the way to deploy it. And our crypto system called Exotic, X-O-T-I-C, stands for XOR Transient Integrated Cipher, is a hybrid system of block and streaming cipher, but it's very lightweight crypto, so there is no excuse not to use it. That's the way I look at it now, is no excuse encryption. You can encrypt before trusting any other third-party application or delivery mechanism, including TLS or SSL. If you encrypt all that sensitive data first before it arrives at its destination, it's still encrypted there and you control the keys.
Now, you gave me a demonstration that pretty much blew my mind. I've never seen video, live streaming video encryption beyond 256-bit. How many bits did you dial it up to live using your technology, your Exotic system? How many bits did you dial it up to before it got jittery?
It went up to 4,000, I think it went up to 16,000 bits actually before it started jittering. And this is symmetric key encryption. This isn't asymmetric, it's not RSA. This is symmetric, so the strength of this crypto system is the length of the key, among other building blocks that are contained within the crypto system, but we are able to modulate that too, so every frame of video has a different key.
This means you could create the most secure communications or secure channels in the world if it were deployed using your technology.
That is correct, and in fact it will be called Secure Channel, because that's what it is.
If I were the U.S. government and I'm using AES 256, am I hackable by the Chinese?
Well, you have to think in the future, with the advent and closely approaching post-quantum world, the Chinese are ahead of us. They are motivated. They have the resources. There's a reason they are under mass surveillance, and there's probably other state actors too, stealing IP, stealing data from financial institutions and warehousing it, and it's encrypted data. The banks are encrypting data for the most part, and you know they'll crack it later or break it down later because they have some fairly high-end sophisticated capabilities and they're motivated.
Now, IBM makes quantum computing. It's available now. Are you post-quantum encryption?
It's stated now at this point that the key length should be 512-bit to be post-quantum resilient, and we are there and plus.
You're there and way plus.
Yes.
So Secure Channels has some solutions. You've got a cool, I think, a encrypted zipping technology you're putting out on the market.
Yes.
Ways to share files. You're trying to help others get some exposure to the understanding that anybody could use your technology to have a much stronger encrypted environment.
That is correct. We're trying to make it easy for the user, whether it's individual or at the enterprise level. And so most work on Windows, and we'll adapt to other platforms as well, but we've tried to make a tool right at the Windows desktop that people are used to using zip functions within Windows, and we're including encryption with zip capabilities within Windows context menu. So you simply right-click on a file and you encrypt with Exotic or AES if you choose, and then you can move it around and share it through our service portal.
What's the website that I would go to try out your zip encryption?
You can find that on securechannels.com, as well as the encryption as a service platform called SCIFCOM, SCIFCOM.com.
Now, a lot of people who weren't in the U.S. military government don't know why you're calling it SCIFCOM, but you and I do. Let's tell our viewers why you're calling it that.
Because in the analog world or physical world, Sensitive Containment Information Facility is a SCIF. That's what the government uses when they want to just air gap and seal off the discussion or reviewing of documents or other sensitive data in a SCIF. They go into a SCIF. We're saying the same thing in the digital world, that you can move your information that's critical and have it encrypted deeply. You control the keys as the user or the enterprise administrator.
Files, data, what about communications? Because you've already given me a demonstration of this incredible video streaming that's encrypted at a very high level of encryption. Is that part of SCIFCOM, or is it something you're thinking of merging into SCIFCOM?
That is part of SCIFCOM too. It's not that part is not released yet, but is forthcoming, and that will be the communication platform known as Secure Channel, which will handle voice, video conferencing, and chat.
So if I were to step back and look at Secure Channels as an innovator, a next generation encryption company, you have tools and software and technology to give demonstration on how powerful this encryption is, and if someone started using it correctly, they might never be breached. And if they are breached, you don't have to report a breach if there's no data loss. The data loss happens because people can get at the keys, or people can get at the data, or it's easy to crack the level of encryption, or there's a vulnerability in the SSL or the stack, or they get the certificate authority.
Correct.
You know, Microsoft had their stores stolen once. So the way you've designed it, it's almost impenetrable. If I get a hold of that blob of your data post-quantum encryption, it's going to take me forever to get into there today.
It's will be useless. It'll just be ciphertext that is useless. The key is sent out of band and controlled. And some of the keys are ephemeral and are not even there if it's streaming. So it's a very protected system, but just the encryption component part of it will be effective against post-quantum in that world.
So from the consumer standpoint, you have some tools for people to try out. From the business standpoint, you have some great technology. From the enterprise standpoint, I could license your technology. I could embed it in something I'm building.
That is correct, and we have SDKs available on an OEM basis. We also have certain product sets. It can be licensed if you use the encryption as a service portal. There's a pay-as-you-go model as well as a monthly subscription. And we make that available to, you know, again, all enterprise institutions and in some cases the individuals at a consumer level.
So at securechannels.com, we can get a hold of your team, whether we're a small business or big enterprise or a government agency. You'll give us a demo if we need it, or you'll let us try out some of the tools like
correct.
Your zipping technology. And we're going to find out that this is the strongest, most powerful encryption in the world. I don't think any company or any organization can go another day without visiting securechannels.com. And if you do get breached, when you find out, did you use Secure Channels or not, I guarantee you were not using Secure Channels. So don't let that breach happen to you. Get a hold of Richard and his team. You will have the next generation quantum proof encryption. And the demonstration I saw blew my mind. So check them out, securechannels.com, an award-winning company, a great CEO, a great technology that could change the landscape and the dynamic so that we stop losing our records anymore. This is a rare opportunity. Securechannels.com.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.